Hello. Here I will present a step-by-step process of writing my own open-source firmware for the XR809/XR3 Wi-Fi module using the example of a door-opening sensor. My firmware for it will be compatible with Tasmota HTTP protocol and will allow it to be used independently of the manufacturer's servers. It will also give us compatibility with Home Assistant and Tasmota Control application from Google Play. Perhaps it will be the first such open-source firmware in the web for this module. The software here will be created in C on ARM Cortex M4F, and it will be my first encounter with ARM. What will we gain from creating open-source software? The situation here is the same as with ESP8266 and Tasmota Domotics versus original manufacturer firmware. By using the open firmware, we gain independence from the manufacturer's servers, e.g., if the manufacturer shuts his server down, our device will continue to work. No tracking and data collection from the manufacturer. Some people are concerned about their privacy, some do not care. Compatibility with other open source solutions, e.g., here it will be possible to easily connect the device to Home Assistant directly. XR809 door sensor used. You can find more information about used XR809/XR3 door sensor there. Kit picture, photo inside. XR809 is the ARM Cortex M4F microcontroller operating at a frequency of 160 MHz, offering 384 kilobytes SRAM and 2 megabytes flash ROM, additionally having rich peripherals including UART, TWI, SPI, PWM, IRDA, SDIO, and ADC. The module itself is called XR, its pinout. What will be described here? Let's first create a short write-up of tasks that we will have to complete in order to create our own firmware for XR809. Organizational tasks. Preparation of the hardware connection necessary to upload the firmware. In case of XR809, an UART adapter is enough. Preparation of the software that uploads the firmware from the computer to the chip. For XR809, it's called PhoenixMC.exe. Preparation of toolchain, compiler, and XR809 SDK. Tasks to be implemented in code. Our firmware must offer a simple website, both for configuration and for Tasmota HTTP. Our firmware must be able to read the state of the button and door opening sensor. Our firmware must offer pairing and reset functions. We must be able to somehow enter our Wi-Fi credentials once. Tasmota HTTP protocol. All Tasmota HTTP can be visualized with one GET request sent via HTTP from the client, here, phone from Tasmota Control, or machine with Home Assistant, to the server, our XR809 device. GET query. Sample answer. This answer is in JSON format. This is a necessary minimum which allows you to read the status of the device. The state of the device is in two places, power, 0. Here the 0 is a bit-coded state of successive relays or buttons. The number is written as decimal. Power 1, off. Power 2, off. Power 3, off. Power 4, off. The relay states are here repeated, but in a readable format. The number of states is automatically determined from the table Tasmota, Tasmota 2, Tasmota 3, Tasmota 4. Protocol details. Setup of the work environment, SIGWIN. SIGWIN is necessary if we want to be able to compile XR809 firmware on Windows. SIGWIN is an environment that mimics the Linux command prompt. It is needed here because the makefile from the XR809 SDK uses Linux commands like cp to copy the results of library's compilation to a given folder. That's the only reason why SIGWIN is necessary. We can download SIGWIN from here. During installation, after choosing to install from the network, download, and the server from which we want to download packages, we have to select the components that we need. We need search to the list and mark here make. After installing Cygwin, run the bat file. This is how we get a Linux command line on Windows. This is just like Linux terminal. The navigation is the same, except that when we want to go to disk partition D, for example, we type CDD and it works. It just creates an artificial path /sigdrive D, setup of the work environment, ARM toolchain.